Hi there. Thanks for joining me. I'm Maggie McKay. And today we are talking to two brothers who co-founded Portraits of Hope. If you don't know what Portraits of Hope is, you are in for a treat. You've probably seen their work for sure. If you've seen the convention center recently or the lifeguard towers a few years ago, even the taxi cabs in New York, we're talking about Ed and Bernie Massey, native Angelenos who make our city and others across the nation more beautiful through their artwork. For people who don't know, let's just start with the bare bones. 1995, Portraits of Hope. How did it come to be and what was the original goal?
Basically, in 1995, I wrote a children's book, and as an artist and doing work in public sector mostly, I had seen the old oil tower that many people have seen on Olympic in the Beverly Hills area right off Century Park East, and it was falling apart. And after visits in hospitals, I spoke with Bernie, and Bernie and I had worked on other projects together. But the kids are working on small sheets of paper. Potentially, we could include kids in hospitals who were mostly in isolation to get involved in the really unimaginable project by bringing the walls of a building down to them. And that's how the whole program started back in 1995. We brought what we call the Tower of Hope, which has now been removed back in Beverly Hills, down to their level. And we've designed special brushes for mouth brushes to accommodate children with no or limited mobility below the neck, shoe brushes for children to paint in a really fun and engaging way to use their feet to paint with, and of course our telescope paintbrush, which is for children in bedside or in wheelchairs or in a seated position. They can also, so this way it includes every single type of participant in a hospital environment and of course in schools and also social service programs.
So then what happened, Maggie, is we developed a whole educational system. Our whole goal is to, we're all about community building. So how do you get as many different populations involved? And we then said, okay, we're going to open this up. So we started to develop a social studies curriculum so kids in schools could learn about the power of helping out others who are sometimes in more unfortunate situations than they're in. And then all those kids then learned about the power of collaboration and teamwork by participating in these projects. And we have every type of group. We have kids in colleges. We have third grade all the way through 12th grade. We have scouts. We have after-school programs. There's probably no type of social service program that exists that we haven't worked with on one of our projects over the last 20 years.
How do you fund it?
Portraits of Hope is entirely supported by the private sector. So we've always had a policy. We don't accept tax dollars. For example, on this last project, the way these projects work is you get a mayor or a city official who basically says, okay, I'm greenlighting this great idea that you have. You have 10 months to finish it. Go do it. And
wow,
we have $0. And basically our first phone call on this last project is we called Niagara Cares, who's helped us, and they said, okay, we're gonna support all the schools. So now you don't have to worry about involving the schools. We're going to take care of that. And then Vista Paint said, you don't have to worry. We're covering the paint. And then South Bay Galleria said, you don't have to worry about it. We're going to give you your workspace, and people are going to be able to come work. And then we had a variety of different partners step up. Like, if anyone has seen anyone hanging off the convention center in the last few days, those are all guys from GES who we've never worked with before. And they said, hey, we're going to do this installation for you guys. They got help from Freeman, from the union. Everyone kind of chipped in. And then, of course, we always, that donation, Helen and Peter Bing over the years have been super supportive. But there's been a lot of people who give as little as $10 to help us out, and people who, of course, make more sizable donations. But all these projects, it's the exact same way. We have no professional fundraising. We're just a karma group. And we basically say, look, if people want to support us, let them support us.
That's so awesome.
We've never done a fundraising party in our entire life. And we hope never to have to.
You guys are awesome. And are you native Angelenos? Were you artists before?
We are natives of Los Angeles, born and raised. Mother from Mexico, father from France. We're first generation, our sister as well. And Bernie's background, he'll explain in a moment, my background is in fine art. So it's been a good transformation of works and translation between large-scale sculptures that I've been working on for decades. And then, of course, the incorporation of working with thousands of participants in these collaborative efforts.
Our talents really mesh because Ed's really, he's a visual genius in many respects. My background's more in public policy, but together we kind of blend what we do to not only allow so many groups to do it, but how to produce these crazy projects. We pretty much have to write the guidebook of how to do these projects because all of them share certain commonalities, but they're all different. They require all sorts of different technical abilities and different technical sectors involved. But the cool thing is we work with populations all over the United States, given us a chance to work with all of them. And I would say over a third of our projects, though, have been in L.A. L.A. is our home base. We love doing projects in L.A. Hopefully when the Olympics and everything else comes back, people will remember us and we'll be able to do something then, too.
I love that, like you said, you're in different cities. You've had the taxi cabs in New York. You had the inflatable spheres in MacArthur Park. You, like you said, the oil rig. You had the lifeguard tower, is one of my favorites, and now the convention center. I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of social media from your fans, but never have I seen it explode like the convention center project. Do you think that's right? Do you think more people have seen the convention center?
You know, the cool thing about the convention center is that it is really kind of the welcoming platform for Los Angeles as a city. It's, you know, MacArthur Park for the lake, or New York City, Texas is a little bit different, but this one here, as soon as you, anyone, whether you're a traveler, business, visitor, Angeleno, you come in on that 10 freeway and you take that 110 interchange, which millions of people do it every day just about, you're going to see this beautiful, vibrant, colorful painting done by the community. So I think that cool factor becomes, hey, if you were one of those kids that participate in this, you've made a massive impact on the city of Los Angeles.
That's what gives me chills every time I drive by there. And it looks like it's lit up at night. Is that right?
It is. It's actually lit at night. That curved wall, which is 4 football fields long, is lit up at night. So when you're driving down the 10th freeway heading east, and all of a sudden you see that L.A. skyline, it's a magnificent sight. It looks better at night than it does in the day. And it looks, in our opinion, great in the day. And then there's a lot of thoroughfares, Maggie, too, throughout the entire convention center leading to Staples Center that also has not only a lot of photographs of the kids who participated, a lot of the projects that they did associated with it, but it also shows a lot of the stages to allow the project, and it has, of course, many other works of art in there, too. But it's basically a takeover, in a very good sense, of the kids of L.A., of the L.A. Convention Center.
Well, aside from just bringing art to L.A. and other cities, it has to just make such a lifelong impact on these kids who otherwise would never have this chance, because you guys went out of your way to make these paintbrush instruments for every disability, it sounds like, even blind, right?
We just worked with the Braille Institute, which is right here in the center of LA on Vermont. They've participated since the Lifeguard Tower project since 2010. It's been 9 years participating with us. And the amazing thing for this project, and when we hear it from not only the kids that worked at the Braille Institute, but from their staff, is that they came back after they painted with us. The way we painted, first of all, is that we paint these large panels, 40 feet by 20 feet each, on the ground. For the Braille Institute, we put rails across, almost like guards, bumper guards against each of the lines. Mm-hmm. So this way the children could feel their way through the panels, bumping into the rail guard, and get these meticulous, beautiful curves of squares and ovals and all the geometric shapes that you see on the convention panels. And those are kids who not only had either limited or no visibility, but also are these active participants. So when there's people on that 10 or 110 freeway and they're in gridlock, you know, just bumper to bumper, not moving, they could get a big smile saying, hey, look, not only is this a beautiful work of art that's now encompassing the cityscape, but it's done by these community of children that wouldn't have access otherwise unless a project like this existed. So we feel like $1 million at the end of the day when we know who participated and we see it culminate on such a magnificent structure, that curved wall of the convention center.
Even in the last few weeks, we had the Special Olympics involved recently. There's our work up there that people at Rancho Los Amigos Rehabilitation Center have done. County USC kids have artwork up there. So it's really something that allows populations, you know, most kids are lucky if their parents will put up their drawing on the refrigerator.
Right.
And here people can basically say, we have the crown jewel of Los Angeles that everyone, you know, Maggie, I don't know if you know this, but there are 20 million cars that go by that convention center every single month.
I believe
it. That's a lot of people, a lot of eyeballs. And, of course, anyone going to Staples Center is going to be seeing this, let alone anyone who's going wherever they're going as they drive by downtown L.A.
And for those kids to have the bragging rights to say, I did that circle, I did that yellow square, that's so cool. It's just amazing to me. I love it. Now, what's the next project?
So the next big initiative we want to do, and we haven't even announced it yet, but we'll share some of it with you, is We're going to flip our model. Typically, we work on exteriors. This time, we want to take as many senior care centers around the country and beautify the interior premises where they socialize, their rec spaces, their eating spaces, and turn them into very colorful really beautiful atmospheres and have a lot of young children helping improve the environments of seniors in across the country. So that's going to be our next hopeful, very big initiative we'll be doing starting as soon as this one's over.
Aside from and the important project that Bernie's mentioning about working in elder care systems and beautifying those centers, we also have another project that we will announce shortly. We're just looking for the right and perfect location that deals with renewable energy and a body of water. And it's going to be, I think, one of the coolest visuals that Porch of Hope has been involved in. It has a combination of MacArthur Park, where those big spheres were floating in the water, and it's going to have, you know, something that we deal with often is in our education program is the importance of conservation and energy and resources. And here we're going to combine all those good efforts in a visual experience that I think people, wherever it ends up culminating, is going to be like wowed by.
Well, you know what? I think the hardest thing for you guys must be to top your last project, because every time there's a new one, I think, oh my God, how'd they think of that one? That's even better than the last one. They're all amazing. But to top MacArthur Park is going to be a tough one. So I can't wait to see what it is.
We'll keep you posted.
Okay. As a mother, how proud is your mother of you guys? She must just be so excited and proud.
She is. And I want to say something about our mom. She's our biggest fan. But she's also someone who's hands-on, and because she's bilingual, because she's born and raised in Mexico, and because she is also still at 84 years old, a senior court interpreter for Los Angeles County, she is the eldest interpreter and one that's been the longest. She works 5 days a week. She attends the hospital facilities with us that are mostly and predominantly the ones that we know the populations are going to have a good number of Spanish-speaking participants.
So I'll throw one other side note in that. My mom originally broke into the working world as a social worker, working with the blind in Mexico. And on this last session, she came in a few times, especially to help prepare those panels for the Braille Institute. So it was kind of full circle, you know, 60-some-odd years later, that she was involved with that. But really, our whole philosophy emanates from our moms. So shout out to moms everywhere who help raise their kids, because that philosophy sticks and hopefully gets passed on. And that definitely is the case with our family.
Do you each have a favorite project?
You're gonna get us in trouble.
Why?
Go for it, Bernie. What is it? What's yours?
Okay, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna take the diplomatic route and say they're all special, and they are. But the one that I got the biggest kick out of, and I'm not even including this one because it hasn't had its full life yet, I really enjoyed the Lifeguard Tower project.
Oh, yes, I bet. That was so crazy to drive up PCH and see boom, 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 boom. I mean, if people haven't seen it listening, you got to go on your social media.
So Instagram is Portraits of Hope Projects. So hashtag Portraits of Hope Projects. You're gonna kill me. I don't even know what our Twitter one is. But then we, of course, have Facebook, Portraits of Hope on Facebook, whatever the heck that is.
I'll find the Twitter for you.
but we do have everything. And one thing I want to say is we're always, if anyone wants to support us out there, they can just go to our website, portraitsofhope.org. We always love donations. Anyone wants to partner, if you want to participate, you have a school, a hospital, a social service group, and you want to be involved in our next initiative, then please contact us. We try to always get newcomers in there.
Can you donate on your site just by clicking a button or whatever?
Yeah, just go to the website and there'll be a space to make a donation. And like I said, we're very low-key about it, but we'll take anything we can get.
Yes.
One thing on the donation. For a minimum donation, if you go online, we're just going to be putting out our brand new Shaping LA T-shirts, sweatshirts, and hats, which are very cool. It looks just like the Shaping LA Convention Center project, which is the title of the project,
cool.
Shaping LA. And they look very cool, and you can only get them at portraitsofhope.org.
Oh, great. So, Ed, we got off track a little bit. What's your favorite project?
Okay.
You thought you were going to get out of it.
Diplomatic as well, because I promise, I think the next one, whatever it is, and I know kind of what's in the back of my mind is, mm-hmm. is going to be the coolest.
When it happens, we'll put it on our website. Do people ever come to you or email you or text you or give you ideas, or are they all from you guys?
We come up with all the ideas, but every now and again, someone will come up to us and say, hey, we'd like to do a project, let's say, in New York City. Can you give us some ideas that you would like, perhaps? We did a public laundromat project at Coin Laundromats in New York City, and we went to the Bronx, and we went to Washington Heights and East Harlem, and we decked out all these public laundromats.
How fun!
But someone came to us and said, And we, that was us, and we actually did that one with Procter & Gamble had contacted us about that one. But, like, we did the Santa Monica ice skating rink a few years ago.
Right.
Someone come up to us, they said, hey, we'd like to do a project. And we said, okay, how about if we approach the city of Santa Monica and say, hey, we'll do an ice skating rink. So people come to us all the time saying they would like to perhaps get involved in a particular area. But we always come up with all the ideas ourselves.
Right. You don't need any help in that department, that's for sure.
I just want to give a shout-out to Don Liu at the L.A. Convention Center. Don Liu runs tourism for and conventions for the city of Los Angeles, and we actually called him up on a totally unrelated matter, and we've had this idea for 14 years for that giant curved wall at the convention center, and all of a sudden it all came together, and he said, okay, you have 10 months to do it, go do it.
Oh, my gosh. 10 months, that's pretty quick to get that all together.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, we've had about 7,000 kids and adults involved to date.
So is this both your full-time job now?
When we're in project mode, it pretty much does consume us. But, I do public policy work. Ed also is an artist. And almost everyone involved in Portraits of Hope does something else. Mm-hmm. But when we get in project mode, everyone kind of figures out how to help out however they can.
That's so great.
You know, Bernie was mentioning about partners and how these projects get involved. Of course, Don Liu and the Department of Conventions and Tourism is a critical partner. Without Don and, of course, the mayor's support, a project like this doesn't get off the ground. But even Image Options, which is a company that has done, from the lifeguard towers onward, has donated this tremendous amount of materials and printing and introducing us to other companies like Cooley and EFI ViewTech, companies that many people would never have heard of. But they're the ones who say, you know what, we'll give you every single thing you need.
Wow.
And to get this thing off the ground. And that's sometimes an uncommon thread that a lot of groups may just pass on. And these are groups who say, you know what, we're going to step forward and make sure this type of a project can exist, this type of program can exist, and it won't exist if groups and companies like them don't step forward. So we're grateful to all those partners.
And no tax dollars.
No tax dollars. And even like a group like AEG, which is now managing the LA Convention Center, mm-hmm. They've helped out as to make it just a really hospitable experience for everyone. So yeah, we never accept the tax dollars, and it's basically everyone kind of chipping in however they can, and there's really good karma with that.
Well, I hope you get some people chipping in from this interview. I know a lot of people have seen your art, but they don't know the story behind it, and they wonder, and they think, who did that? So hopefully now it will bring some light to it.
We appreciate that, Maggie.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity, and it's great speaking with you again.
You too.
We have some of the artwork yourself.
Yeah, I love it. I'd say, it's in our home.
One thing, Maggie, mm-hmm. Maggie, with speaking of the artwork, because firsthand, Portraits of Hope at the culmination, this is a six-month-long project. At the culmination of this project, we will make available those large panels of social service programs, schools, and hospitals to beautify their surrounding if they can accommodate a panel of that size.
What size?
We have 31. They're 22 feet by 45 feet. So there are organizations that can accommodate that to beautify a school ground or an institution, any nonprofit. So just people should have their feelers out. At the end of that, they should contact us.
That's awesome. And you do that at the end of most projects that where it's feasible?
We do. The majority of the panels will be donated back to nonprofit institutions for beautification.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, they'll own a little bit of L.A. Modern and contemporary history.
I mean, we love our lifeguard art. We were never taking that off the wall. It is so cheerful. I love it. Okay, thank you so much, especially, Ed, since you're in Northern California. Bernie, you're in New York. Appreciate your time so much.
Hey, thanks, Maggie.
Thank you so much, Maggie.